April Fool's Day Roundup, Rim Dives Again, AutoCAD for the Mac App Store, Netflix in Canada, and a cool use of Find My iPhone. It's Monday, April 2nd, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning and welcome to another edition of iWake. Leading off today's show is a bunch of news that came out of April 1st and all the pranks and things that ensued. So with that said, the majority of this first batch of news is just April Fool's Day jokes. But this first one I happen to believe, and hopefully it actually is a true story. The news is that Ashton Kutcher will be playing and starring in a film called Jobs, and will be playing a young Steve Jobs. This project is separate from the previously reported Sony movie, and is an indie project, and is now expected that we'll have two Steve Jobs movies, and not just the one. According to Variety, the movie will be directed by Joshua Michael Stern, with a script written by Matt Whiteley, and it's not clear yet how much of his life, Jobs' life, will be covered in this movie, but Variety says it'll focus on Jobs from wayward hippie to co-founder of Apple, so it'll probably be his younger years. I hope this story is a true one, as it'd be fun to see. This movie is going to be done by an indie studio, as I just said, and not a big-name studio like Sony. Now on to some completely false and just fun April Fool's Day Roundup rumors. Or not rumors, but stories. To begin is a new product from GoPro. According to GoPro, the livestock mount features adjustable nylon straps and can accommodate many farm animals from large breeds such as cows and horses, or down the goats and sheep. The GoPro, for those that don't know, is a camera they can put on a variety of things, and now it looks like you can put it on animals. They continue on by saying goats. Sure, strap all the GoPro cameras you want on goats. Let's face it, if anything around the pasture is going to do something worth capturing on a GoPro camera, it's a goat. Goats can climb trees. No, seriously, Google it. Goats are nuts. GoPro mentions it's not recommended to actually use this on ostriches, if you happen to use this. An optional accessory for this accessory is the adjustable feedback clamp. So there you go. The product page looks legit and well done. There are even examples of GoPros on various videos and images and even a movie. From nuts to crazy is the Shreddy by Doxy Scanner. Those guys that make the little Doxy Scanner have released another product for April Fools, and it's called the Shreddy. So according to the site, change your mind about shredding then porn love letter? Want her back in your life? Amazingly, bi-directional shredding both shreds and unshreds all your paper. So you can actually put shredded paper back together with this mythological or made-up product here. The device is either USB-powered or battery-powered for ultimate portability. Pretty cool idea, but pretty impossible to make. You have to have some special paper that remembers where it's supposed to go. In other April Fool's Day jokes is Google in their 8-bit Google Maps for NES. The well-produced video demonstrates a nifty Nintendo cartridge that allows you to plug in a modem to connect to the internet, which none of us really have anymore. The graphics are pure Nintendo, as are the sound effects. Google also developed a special controller that lets you send voice commands to your Nintendo Entertainment System. The product looks sweet and something I'd love to play around with, but too bad none of this is real. Speaking of Google, is the ultimate April Fool's Day joke for YouTube. The YouTube Collection is what it's called. The YouTube Collection lets you buy the entire YouTube Collection in DVD, VHS, Laserdisc, or Betamax, and have it shipped to you in shipping trucks, freight vessel, or the postal service, where you'll have to wait for their extended delivery times, according to the site. You can gift wrap your DVDs for an additional 5% surcharge. Google includes an option of free gift wrapping. If you wrap it yourself, they'll just throw it in the box for you. The DVD set includes 470,044 discs. So it's 470,044 discs with a price tag of $2,345,000 and $519. So well over $2 million and over $59,000 in shipping. Sadly, the product page is not that intelligent when it comes to other formats. It calls VHSs discs and does not change the number of discs or tapes you get when you order. I'd imagine you'd get different amounts of footage stored on each of these formats. So this is where Google did not do their due diligence in making the product page as good as possible, I'd say. When you place your order, it does go through without putting any payment information in, and you'll be greeted with, "Your order has been placed. But due to heavy demand, your anticipated delivery date is June 16th, 2045. Also, April Fools. So there you go. That is why you can't buy the entire collection of YouTube DVDs. It's simply too much video. Now, closing out today's April Fool's Day Roundup is one of my favorite products, Hungry Hungry Hippo for iPad. The ThinkGeek folks have released this video and product page showing an iPad underneath the Hungry Hungry Hippo board or toy set, and it looks awesome. It's priced at $30 and looks to be a cool mock-up of what could be a pretty cool thing. Weirdly, though, the video shows that the hippos can't really eat these digital marbles and that it's just kind of flawed right there. ThinkGeek loves to do these things, and the iCade actually started its life as a product like this, a April Fool's Day joke. Now on to something that sadly isn't April Fool's Day news. It's not an April Fool's Day joke. It's RIM's latest quarterly earnings. Here are some of the highlights, courtesy of The Loop. Revenue of $4.2 billion, down 19% from the third quarter and down 25% from $5.6 billion in the same quarter of 2011. BlackBerry smartphone shipments of 11.1 million in quarter four, down 21% from Q3. And RIM will now actually discontinue providing guidance as to how well they will do in the future quarters, which is something interesting. And they have shipped, not sold, over 500,000 BlackBerry Playbook tablets. And Jim Balsillie, co-CEO of the company, has resigned and is no longer a director on the company's board. David Yott will also be retiring from his role as CTO and has been with the company for 13 years. And after 4 years with the company, Jim Rowan, COO of Global Operations, has decided to pursue other interests. So tons of people are leaving a now sinking ship. RIM isn't even confident enough to give guidance for the future. And in other news, the company doesn't want to focus on the consumer, instead wants to focus on enterprise. I wish this was an April Fool's Day joke, because this is just plain sad. Another competitor watch news is the Google tablets. According to the Wall Street Journal, Google is planning to market and sell tablets directly to the consumers through an online store. The move is an effort to turn around sluggish sales of tablet computers powered by Google's Android software. Some of the online store's future tablets are expected to be co-branded with Google's name, kind of like the Nexuses. Google won't make the devices, and their existing partners like Samsung and Asus will be responsible for the hardware. It's a nice idea and a nice thought, but even with the Nexus tablet, it won't really save you, Google. It won't make your product any better, because you still need to incentivize developers to make apps for tablets, and not in the CEOs of Google believe in the one-size-fits-all approach for apps, which simply does not work. Google, simply put, doesn't understand what makes a tablet. That is why the iPad is such a hit. Now on to some app news. To begin, as a minor update to iPhoto, version 9.2.3 includes improved overall stability and addresses an issue that could cause iPhoto to quit unexpectedly on systems with multiple user accounts. It can be downloaded from Apple software downloads page or via the software update utility built into every Mac. Another app news is perhaps the priciest Mac app out there, and that is AutoCAD LT 2013. It's priced at $900, and it's available in the Mac App Store. According to the App Store description, it captures design concepts with AutoCAD LT 2013 drafting and detailing software. Create more precise 2D drawings that you can easily edit, repurpose, and share that communicate real purpose, real world dimensions, and technical details. And it goes on to do all sorts of other crazy things in their description. An impressive app to make it into the Mac App Store. I'm curious to see how high Mac apps could be priced. Closing out app news today is BioShock 2 for the Mac. It has hit the Mac App Store and is priced at $31, with BioShock 1 priced at $30. Comes 2 years after the PC version was released. Feral Interactive is working on bringing a number of games to the Mac, and this is just one of the many to come. Head on over to the Mac App Store if you want to buy it for yourself. Now on to the closing stories of the day. First up is the new website for those that live in Canada and those that use Netflix, and you have to be both of those. The website is beta.whatsnewonnetflix.com. It's launched and shows you Canadian Netflix streaming catalog. A handy tool if you live in Canada and use Netflix. Last up today is a cool use of Find My iPhone. A family recently got robbed, and an 8-year-old kid loaded up Find My iPhone on his computer, most likely, to locate his iPad that got stolen, as well as $350,000 worth of goods from around 100 robberies. So yeah, stupid kids of the day. First up is the new website for those that live in Canada and those that use Netflix. And you have to be both of those. The website is beta.whatsnewonnetflix.com. It's launched and shows you Canadian Netflix streaming catalog, a handy tool if you live in Canada and use Netflix. Last up today is a cool use of Find My iPhone. A family recently got robbed, and an 8-year-old kid loaded up Find My iPhone on his computer, most likely, to locate his iPad that got stolen, as well as $350,000 worth of goods from around 100 robberies. So yeah, a stupid thief, and a smart kid. The interview done on the news was rather funny, like it is breaking news that Find My iPhone is built into the iPhone. I guess it is not that well known for everybody, but